In a half-hour address to a joint session of the House and Senate, the governor gave an upbeat assessment of the condition of the state. He said unemployment's down, incomes are growing, and the state's in the best financial shape ever.
Iowans are entering a period of unprecedented opportunity, and we in this chamber have it within our grasp to help foster this state's greatest economic expansion and quality of life improvement in modern history.
To achieve those lofty goals, the governor would cut property taxes, elevate the teaching profession, and make Iowans healthier by encouraging more physicians to stay here. That would be aided, the governor says, by new limits on medical malpractice suits. But selling his property tax plan won't be easy.
I think we're kind of the same place we started last year.
That's Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Mike Grunstall. Under the governor's proposal, all property tax bills would go down and commercial property taxes would go down by 20%. Grunstall says his party's proposed property tax cuts are better than the governor's because they help small Iowa businesses, not out-of-state corporations. Iowa City Democrat and Chief Senate Tax Writer Joe Bolcom is a little more open.
But it is a new proposal. I'm looking forward to looking at the details.
Under the governor's plan, over the next 5 years, the state treasury would step in and cover $400 million in lost property tax revenue. That's where a lot of the current state budget surplus would go. And some critics wonder if that's sustainable into the future. Others listening to the speech missed hearing some of their own priorities. Again, Senator Bolcom.
Not a mention about the need to fix our mental health system to make sure that people in crisis have the support they need. No mention of the need to improve Iowa's the quality of our water and our lakes and streams and rivers.
Drill deeper and you'll find $30 million for mental health reform in the governor's budget, but advocates say that's not enough. There's money for 5 new inspectors for Iowa livestock facilities to meet clean water demands. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has asked for 11. Some Democrats are not ruling out the governor's revised education reform package, which would boost teacher salaries and change how teachers are promoted. The governor repeated his concern that Iowa kids are no longer at the top of the class nationwide.
Let me ask you this very hard question. When did we decide that middle of the pack was good enough when it came to Iowa's children's education? Did we really make that decision?
And he said to any teacher listening, you are not the problem, it's the system. As for majority Republicans in the House, the governor's tax cut plan may not go far enough, according to Republican House Speaker Craig Paulson.
That's a good place to start the discussion.
But he says House Republicans may end up doing more. To that end, they introduced the first bills of the session. One would send even more money back to taxpayers from the Taxpayer Trust Fund whenever there's an ending balance. Another bill would give Iowans a new flat tax option when paying their income taxes. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.